K. Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Inflation from tariffs may be starting to show. Consumer prices rose last month 2.7%, much of it from gas and food. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
One notable decrease during the month, egg prices down by 7.4%. But those prices are still 27% higher from a year ago. That is primarily due to the avian flu.
Heavy rain swept through the Northeast, closing roads, delaying flights, and flooding subways. This New Yorker in one flooded station.
When it rains here in New York, it sucks. I don't know what is going on. God forbid if someone slips and falls in this, you'd have to amputate your whole skin. It's horrible. Whenever it rains, it's bad.
With an August 1st deadline looming, European trade officials are ready to talk tariffs.
I can confirm that technical teams from the European Commission are on their way to Washington, D.C. as we speak.
Europe has let it be known it could target U.S. planes, cars, and whiskey with tariffs. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
WAUK News brought to you by the Summer Splash Dog Show at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to July 27th. Fun for the whole family. WaukeshaSummerSplash.com.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Shali Pittman. Two Milwaukee parents are facing felony charges after their four-year-old son was fatally shot. The father is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, while his mother faces charges of child neglect resulting in death and the purchase of an illegal firearm. Police say the shooting happened inside the family's home. The couple's 10-year-old son told investigators the father had a history of domestic violence and had made threats earlier that day. Both parents appeared in court yesterday. A recent study finds a link between a state's weak gun laws and firearm deaths for kids. The study was published last month in the pediatrics edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association. It looked at gun-related deaths for kids and teens from 2010 to 2023. Researchers compared states based on the strictness of their gun laws. They picked the year 2010 after a Supreme Court ruling that year expanded gun rights in some states. They found that states with weaker gun laws, like Wisconsin, saw an increase in firearm deaths for youth. States with stricter laws saw those deaths stay the same or go down. Democrats and their allies are taking another shot to redraw Wisconsin's congressional maps ahead of midterms next year. That's after the state Supreme Court recently tossed a similar challenge without giving an explanation. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that a new lawsuit is being filed in Dane County. It argues the current congressional maps are an unconstitutional gerrymander. If successful, the case could improve Democrats' chances to unseat two Republicans, Representatives Derek Van Orden and Brian Stile, who represents Racine, Kenosha, and Southeast Wisconsin. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Shali Pittman.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Midsummer Classic. The All-Star Game in Atlanta. The Brewers rookie pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski, is there. Likely get to pitch in the sixth or seventh inning. That's according to National League manager Dave Roberts. Now, some teams have complained the Miz doesn't belong in the All-Star Game after just five career starts. What did his teammates say?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. Yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Basketball. Doc Rivers says ignore the reports on ESPN. Rivers says he met with Giannis Antetokounmpo right after the season ended against the Pacers.
Giannis came in to me the day after the season. We're talking about next season already. You know, there's far more talk outside of Milwaukee than there is inside of Milwaukee. Giannis loves Milwaukee. We love Giannis, and it's been a great relationship.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hot and humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. A slight breeze out of the south with clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Bring the whole family to the Waukesha Kennel Club's Summer Splash Dog Shows at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to 27th.
Enjoy exciting events like dock diving, fast cat racing, obedience, and the thrilling Best of Show competition. It's fun for all ages. Check out the vendors and find the best pet supplies for your furry friends. It's the perfect weekend for dog lovers and families alike. Sponsored by Royal Canin at 540 AM WAUK. Visit WaukeshaSummerSplash.com for all the details.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be on our first leg of our tour with Jane and Greg at their home at Radio City Park in Racine, along with Sommers and Kringle. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world. The authoritarian test. Testing. From Rosie to Rates. Who's next? We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, the right-wing bubble and Jeffrey Epstein. Will Trump be able to crush his Epstein crisis? In the second hour of our program, I want to get into how the Supreme Court has gone too far and has screwed us again. And they're doing it with their so-called shadow docket, which is particularly problematic. Sonia Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor, called them out on it in a big way. And we'll get into that in the second hour of the program. Also, this is what always happens when you have a Republican as a president. 10 out of the last 11 recessions were caused by Republican presidents or happened on the watch of Republican presidents. Of course, the Republican Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s was brought about by Republican policies, specifically tax cutting and deregulation of Wall Street. And now with Trump, it's going to get worse. We all need to be preparing for a recession, maybe even a depression. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program, too. In the third hour of our program, it looks like Trump is taking a knife to a gunfight with Russia. This is sad. He basically just told Putin, oh, you've got 50 days to just bomb the crap out of Ukraine and seize that country. And if you don't do it in that 50 days, then we're going to have a conversation. Maybe we'll put a tariff on you, as if we buy anything or sell anything to Russia, right? It's bizarre. Also, remember that traditional family that emigrated to Russia? Interesting news. You will be shocked. Well, I'll tell you in the third hour of the program, but it's just breathtaking. And finally, in the third hour of our program, the Pentagon is going to start using Musk's Hitler-loving Grok AI. What could possibly go wrong, right? It's nuts. Also, KPFT, our affiliate in Houston, is having a soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church on August 9th. Tickets are available now. The link is over on Facebook. Look for posts from KPFT, or you can check out the KPFT website, kpft.org. It's our Houston affiliate. So, the authoritarian test. Each escalation, you know, Trump just accused Adam Schiff, for example, of mortgage fraud. And is saying he needs to be brought to justice. Oh, yeah, you're going to prosecute a sitting senator. Yeah. It's a test. You know, the ICE just came out and said, no, we're not going to allow undocumented immigrants to have bond. It's a test. The Rosie O'Donnell thing, I discussed this briefly yesterday, but I really wanted to dig into it and expand on this whole idea. Donald Trump is testing us. And you know, we're all familiar with what this is when you think about it. I remember one particular situation when our son was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, something like that, maybe 4 or 5. I think he was around 4. And Luis took him to the store, and I was at home watching the other kids and working. And they got to the store, and our son starts throwing a fit, demanding cookies. And so Louise is like, oh, I'm so sorry that you're not going to be able to stay here in the store with me and have so much fun. But we're going to have to go because you're throwing a fit. And she just, you know, left the cart there, you know, half full cart, left the cart there and carried him out to the car, and stuck him in his car seat, drove him home and came in the house and said to me, you know, with our son in her hands, you know, here's our son, and I'm so sorry that he's just not able to control himself in the store, so he's not going to have fun with me in the store, you know, like we were hoping to do. And I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. That was the last time he threw a fit, but that's testing, right? Little kids do this. And typically what happens is eventually they hit a test where the parent pushes back and says, no, you can't do that anymore. And they learn from that. Unless, of course, no boundaries are ever, you know, set up. They're never told no. They always get away with everything, in which case they grow up to be Donald Trump. I mean, we learn this stuff early, and we're seeing these, you know, there's just been, you know, Trump's entire political career has been like a whole series of tests of basically what will the American public tolerate and what will the legal system and the political system in this country tolerate before it stops him, before it pushes back. I mean, he started testing racism as a political weapon when he came down the escalator and, you know, spoke to that crowd that he'd paid $50 a person to be there, you know, when he was trying to make more money than Gwen Stefani. You know, another test was whether exaggerations, distortions, and lies, outright lies, the kind of stuff that his family had been using for years to hustle real estate, whether that could work in politics. He quickly discovered that the Republican base voters are, you know, having swallowed trickle-down economic lies for years, evil union bosses lies for years, importance of small government lies for years, that they were more than happy to embrace or ignore, as the occasion demanded, you know, Trump's lies. From there, he tested exactly how gullible his most fervent supporters were. We saw the result of that test on January 6th, you know, when they attacked the U.S. Capitol. And, you know, when the nation and the press reacted as if he had failed that test, you know, oh, my God, three cops are dead and five other people, and they tried to overthrow the government. But he actually won. You know, he was able to intimidate enough Republican senators that they did not convict him, and therefore he was able to run for president again. And so now, again, he's testing how far he can go. George Raitz is a 25-year-old Hispanic natural-born American citizen and a disabled Army vet. He was working as a security guard at a legal marijuana operation in California. And when it got raided by ICE, the guy's a U.S. citizen who was born here. He got in his car to drive away because he didn't want to get in the middle of the whole mess. And the ICE people, masked agents, chased him down, smashed open the window of his car, pepper sprayed him in the face, dragged him out, and disappeared him. The guy's an American citizen, a disabled American vet. Testing. They're testing. Will Democrats make a stink? Is the media going to make it more than a one-day story? Are there any Republicans going to break rank and condemn this? Was it even mentioned on any of the Sunday shows? How far can he go next time, right? So far, Trump thinks he's winning all these tests. I mean, the outrages are just coming fast and furious. And Raitz wasn't the only U.S. citizen who's been arrested or detained by ICE. There's a 71-year-old grandmother who was assaulted and handcuffed by masked agents. There's a headline on CNN. Here's the headline. Quote, "We are not safe in America today. These American citizens say they were detained by ICE." Testing. After years of hysteria on the right, you know, and particularly on Fox so-called news about FEMA camps. Oh, my God, FEMA camps. They're going to lock up the conservatives. They're going to take away our guns. They're now actually building these things. I mean, it's not FEMA, but they're building concentration camps. And, you know, the question is, will Republicans, will conservatives freak out about this? No, they're not. This is a test. Visiting members of Congress pointed out that there's more than 30 men packed to a cage. And as Debbie Wasserman Schultz said, quote, "they get their drinking water and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit," end quote. They're testing. We recently learned from CBS and a whistleblower that Trump's former lawyer, Emil Bovee, when he was working for the Justice Department, told them that when federal judges said, no, you can't deport those people to El Salvador, that they should simply say to the federal courts, F you. And, or, you know, also on the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. And now Republicans want to put him on the federal bench anyway. I mean, it's a test. Kilmer Abrego Garcia himself, he came back and reported how brutal the conditions. It's a test. These are all tests. The ICE facilities holding American citizens. Rosie, you know, now he's doing it to Rosie O'Donnell. These are all tests. He's declared a big strip of land, federal territory, and put the army in there. They've arrested over 80 people in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. These are all tests. And the question is, what's next? You know, what is the next thing he's going to test? Is he going to go after the media? Is he going to go after more students? Is he going to go after more judges? And the bottom line is, it looks like, you know, I mean, Obama says Democrats need to toughen up, but it looks like this is going to be up to us, being in the streets on July 17th. I'll see you Thursday, right? Out there.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In South Korea, when their president tried to turn South Korea into an autocracy, the people showed up in the street and stopped it. This is up to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, this is all too familiar to me. It happened last week. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take the time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud now. This is not, by the way, a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. And your kit will be rushed to your home. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out. That's the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Do not adjust your conscience.
Whispers wrapped in fear and power, spoke of rapists built a wall, a test to see if we would fall. They cheered, they clapped, the press stood still. Another test, another chill. Truth was twisted into lies, wrapped in flags and alibis. This is the test of tyranny. Step by step into the dark, where silence is complicity and fear ignites the spark. You think it's just another show, but history says you reap what you don't sow. This is the test of tyranny. They smashed the glass, they sprayed the vet. He wasn't even in their net. A soldier born in the USA, dragged away like prey. A comedian cracks a joke. Now he wants her passport revoked. If Rosie falls without a sound, what keeps your feet upon the ground? This is the test of tyranny, disguised as policy. Judges flinching at the door, pizza boxes on their floor. Are we the storm or just the calm? The questions ringing like an alarm. Will we rise or will we kneel? Will we break or will we feel? This is the test.
24 minutes past the hour. Republicans voted against an amendment yesterday in the House Rules Committee. The Rules Committee is a very powerful committee in the U.S. House of Representatives that it basically can subpoena pretty much just about anything. I mean, you know. And Ro Khanna, regular guest on this program for years, friend of the show, introduced the amendment. One Republican, Ralph Norman, the Republican from South Carolina, voted in favor of it. But all of the, along with all the Democrats, but there were more Republicans, and including the House Rules Committee Chairwoman, Virginia Fox, a Republican of North Carolina. It got knocked down. The amendment would have, quote, required Attorney General Pam Bondi to retain, preserve, and compile any records or evidence related to any investigation, prosecution, or incarceration of Jeffrey Epstein, and to release and publish any records or evidence on a publicly accessible website no later than 30 days later. And I'm telling you, MAGA is going nuts. We've got another report that's all over Drudge right now that Ghislaine Maxwell is saying, yeah, I'm happy to talk. And I'm telling you, put her on suicide watch. This is, we've seen this movie before. Again, she says no one from the government has ever asked her to share what she knows, ever. And then, the guy who served, who was Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate, he was a mobster, Michael Franzini, Franzese. He was, killer for the Colombo crime family, and he says there's no way you can hang yourself in those cells. He said there's just nothing high enough to hang you, and I've seen reports suggesting that there was an independent autopsy saying that his hyoid bone was crushed. That's what happens when you strangle somebody. I haven't been able to verify those, so you might want to do your own research on that. I can't say that for sure. But this guy, he says, you have to hang yourself on something. There's nothing on the ceiling that you can hang a bed sheet on. The bed's not that high. Epstein's brother, Mark Epstein, says he was most likely murdered. And then, of course, there's Pam Bondi. And what's going on with that? I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Shali Pittman. Racine police are still investigating a homicide they say started as a burglary late last Friday. Two men were shot, one is dead, one suspect has been interviewed. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. Gun violence in Racine is trending down by about 80% compared to roughly this time last year. That's according to an analysis from the Racine County Eye. Today is a campaign finance deadline. Reports covering fundraising for the first half of the year are due, and the numbers are rolling in. Incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley, a conservative, reported no fundraising activity as of the end of June. The next state Supreme Court election is just 38 weeks away. Appeals Court judge and former state lawmaker Chris Taylor has raised more than $500,000. Wisconsin's been shattering spending records for state Supreme Court races lately. More than $100 million poured into the high court race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel this spring. And more in political money. The race for governor is still more than a year away. Whitefish Bay Republican Bill Berrien is moving fast. Less than a week after announcing his campaign, he's booked about $400,000 in ads on radio, TV, and online. The former Navy SEAL and manufacturing executive faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman in the Republican primary. Governor Evers has not yet said if he'll run for a third term. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or news anytime at WAUK.com.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hot and humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. A slight breeze out of the south with clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are on the road and live from Oshkosh, the EAA Museum. Matinair on air and the Todd Albus Show. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9
Much
to 11.
For all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There's a price on your freedom. There's a toll at the gate. Where the courts once stood open, now billionaires wait. They've locked the doors tight, put a bond on your plea. If you're fighting the tyrant, it ain't gonna be free. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. Selling off your justice, taking rights away. The courthouse is a fortress where the rich alone may stand. The price of fighting Trump is blood upon this land.
We're back 35 minutes past the hour. So Rachel Hurley had a fascinating post over on Facebook yesterday. I caught this thing. First of all, she notes that Pam Bondi was a Florida attorney general from 2011 to 2019. And the Epstein deal that was cut by Alex Acosta, who Trump rewarded by making him Secretary of Labor in his last administration, that deal, that corrupt deal, was in 2008. So Pam Bondi had nothing to do with that. But she says, picture this. September 2013, Bondi's office is reviewing fraud complaints against Trump University. 20 separate consumer complaints sitting on her desk. She picks up the phone and personally calls Trump asking for a $25,000 campaign contribution. 4 days later, the check arrives. Suddenly, those fraud complaints vanish like they never existed. Plot twist. The donation, I'm quoting here from Rachel Hurley. Plot twist, the donation was completely illegal. Charitable foundations can't make political contributions. The IRS eventually fined Trump, forced him to reimburse the foundation, and by 2019, the entire Trump Foundation was shut down, with Trump paying $2 million in damages. And then she goes on to say, then I found the foreclosure fraud cover-up. In 2011, Bondi fired two experienced attorneys investigating mortgage fraud following the robo-signing crisis. Their target? Jacksonville-based Lender Processing Service. Their crime? Lender Processing Service had donated to Bondi's campaign. So both lawyers got the same ultimatum, resign or be terminated. She writes, apparently Bondi aggressively prosecutes fraud cases against institutions that don't pay her while giving free passes to those that open their wallets. She went nuclear on Kaiser University, but somehow couldn't find evidence against Trump University despite nearly identical complaints. Then she goes on to note, from 2019 to 2020, Bondi registered as a foreign agent lobbying for Qatar. Her firm's contract, $115,000 a month. Last week, she personally signed a Justice Department memo approving Trump's acceptance of a $400 million luxury jet from the Qatari royal family. The same government she used to lobby for just handed her boss a flying palace worth 4,000 times more than the gold bars that sent Senator Bob Menendez to prison for 11 years. And then she says, one of Bondi's first acts as Attorney General of the United States was announcing reduced enforcement of foreign lobbying laws. Of course, she was a lobbyist, a foreign lobbyist, or a lobbyist for a foreign power. And then, of course, she went on Fox News to talk about the Epstein client list sitting on her desk, and we all know how that turned out. So it's, as Rachel Maddow said last night, they're not sending their best people. You know, I think, if anything, that's an understatement. So what's on your mind today? Charlene in Seattle. Hey, Charlene, what's up?
Hey, Tom, nice to talk to you again.
Back at you.
I was Googling this morning. I have hit my limit, and I'm so fed up. It's ridiculous. This parasite in the White House has got to go, along with everybody in the administration. So I was Googling. The U.S. Congress and Senate can submit a petition to the U.S. Security Council to join the ICC court. And I, MAGA included, want everybody who's hearing this to pound on your congressmen, your senators, to demand that we join the ICC,
the International Criminal Court.
These guys, the International Criminal Court, so Trump and all his cronies, along with the Republicans who have capitulated, along with the Supreme Court who has capitulated, to The Hague for crimes against humanity.
Yeah.
Because if we don't change this, we are going to be in a civil war, and this country is going to go down in flames, and I can't sit here and watch it anymore. It is too heartbreaking.
Yeah, Charlene, I completely get it. Do you know, there's a small debate going on, kind of in the back channels, about whether, you know, once the Trump administration is done in 3.5 years, or maybe sooner, who knows?
3.5 years. We're going to barely survive a year.
I'm with you, but the debate is whether there should be a truth and reconciliation kind of thing patterned after South Africa, you know, where, you know, confess your crimes and you won't have to go to jail, or whether it should be more like South Korea, where when their president tried to turn South Korea into a dictatorship last year, the people rose up and he got arrested and he's being prosecuted right now. He's in prison. I'm more inclined toward the latter than the former, but I'm curious your thoughts.
Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And I'm sorry. Every senator, Pam Bondi, everybody involved in this, if people are dying, they should get the death penalty, because this can't continue. We're not going to survive a year of this going on. I mean,
yeah,
3 years?
I'm very concerned about it, too.
Here.
I'm no fan of the death penalty, but I'm very concerned about it. Charlene, thank you very much for the call. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Tom, longtime Democrat. I think for now on, with the midterms coming up in a year and a half, the Democrats need a new message towards the Republicans. We need to call them out on Trump's big bill and say they are no longer pro-life. What they are is pro-birth. They don't care about kids.
Well,
they don't care about babies.
I mean, you know, knocking millions of people off their health care. Yeah, no, I get it, Mike.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, Mike, well, you said it very well.
Yeah.
You said it very well.
Thank you.
Okay, good talking to you, Mike. Thanks. Monty in Logan Martin Lake, Alabama. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind? What's on your mind today, Monty?
Well, I was going to talk about the camps they're building.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think they're going to do is they're going to fill these camps full of people, probably U.S. citizens, too, and they're going to be work camps.
Yep. Well, you've already said
probably
that.
Probably.
They've already said
they'll probably
farm these people out.
Lease the people out.
They're reinventing slavery.
Yes, yes. Slavery never really went away.
No, it's been part of our prison system forever. You're absolutely right. And it's sanctioned by the 13th Amendment.
Right. And I've seen it. I was an electrician, and I've seen it on one or two of these big jobs they were bringing these prisoners out. In buses, a busload of them to work.
Yep.
You know,
for 50 cents a day or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Right. But they're being, you know, the company's probably paying them. I don't know. You know what the money would be, but to say they're getting 50 cents, they're probably being charged $100.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They're probably charging the companies that the prisoners are doing the work for something like $5 an hour, and then they pay the prisoners, you know, 10 cents an hour, and the state keeps the balance. No, excellent point, Monty. Excellent point. What boggles my mind is I remember so vividly, because I've been doing this show 21, 22 years, something like that. And I remember so vividly when Glenn Beck was doing his chalkboard things on Fox News about the FEMA camps and how all these FEMA facilities around the country were going to be converted into places where they were going to go take everybody's guns, and if you resisted, they were going to put you in the FEMA camps, and it was going to be for white conservatives only, and quack, 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 you know, and it was all because we had a black president. And they were just out of their minds about the FEMA camps. And now Trump is building these things, and I'm not hearing a peep out of these people, because they're like, oh, yeah, well, they're not going to lock me up. They're going to just lock up those brown people and those black people, you know, the Haitian immigrants and the Mexican immigrants. And what they don't realize is that this is how it starts. You know, the first people that Hitler went after were it was the queer community, it was essentially the progressive community, the socialists, and the immigrants. Building Dachau, it was a labor camp. This is how it starts. So, Marty, it's spot on. I think you nailed it.
Yeah, I think that they're going to get citizens, like you're talking about, their political opponents, I think union members.
Yep. I think you're right. And that's why all these fascism experts are leaving the country. It's wild stuff, Marty. We live in amazing times. Marty, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM 2. We'll be right back. It's just about 9:45.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
At least here on the West Coast, 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Just...
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt
Miller.
I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it. And we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, I have discovered a men's deodorant that actually works. This is amazing stuff. Mando is created. It's a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. I mean, safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants that you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando's powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. It was developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando. And get 20% off site-wide your first purchase with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shop, S-H-O-P, you know, like shop, shopping. Shopmando.com and use that code TOM when you check out, T-H-O-M.
Raised his hand, not a fist, just a voice. Said, I'm Senator Padilla. I've got a choice to ask to speak to represent my state. But boots hit the floor. It was too late, thrown to the ground by the men in black while the cameras rolled and they stepped back. Fox News smiled, Christie lied, said she didn't know him while justice died. The police state is not coming, it's here. When truth gets silenced and protests disappear. When power punches and no one blinks. And freedom's hanging on the edge at the brink. It's not a warning, not a fear. The police state is now, and it's crystal clear. Trump says protest, and you'll face force.
If you want to let us pass the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Christine in Lexington, South Carolina. Hey, Christine, what's up?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. This is the first time I've called, so I'm a little tongue-tied.
Thank you, Christine. Nice to hear from you.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to bring up was the 3.5% rule. I don't know if you heard about it. I'm
familiar
you did.
With it, yes.
Yeah. And I want to encourage everybody. I know there's a protest on the 17th.
Yep.
Everybody has got to get out. If we can get 3.5% of the population in the streets protesting consistently now, we have the best chance of overthrowing this regime. Mm-hmm. It's been the best method of nonviolent overthrow of governments. They did it in Manila in the Philippines, mm-hmm. and they've done it in some other countries. Pardon me?
I was in Manila, in the Philippines, the week that Ferdy Marcos fled town. I was there.
Yeah.
In fact, him and his buddies bumped me off their Philippine Airlines flights 5 days in a row. I couldn't get a flight back to Hawaii. I was stuck.
Yeah, and then in 2003 in Georgia, they ousted their dictator with what was called the Rose Revolution.
Mm-hmm. In the nation of Georgia, yeah. And then in South Korea, just a few months ago, same thing. People showed up.
So they've done this with 3.5% of the population. It has never failed to bring about change. Mm. So we've got to get out 12.5 million people.
Yep.
We did 5 million people on the No King's Day.
Yeah.
So this can be done. But if everybody listening to your show passes it along on their social media, everybody's got to get out there because this regime is acting faster than any fascist.
I agree, Christine. Previously. The thing that concerns me is that I'm not seeing any mention of this in the corporate media. It's like there's just a it's like a blackout. And so my guess is that it actually this will be a smaller. I hope I'm wrong, but my guess is because there is no publicity about this thing, whereas the previous one, of course, was tied to Trump's birthday party. It's going to be much smaller, and Trump is going to take that as a victory, and that concerns me tremendously. So we'll see. But I agree with you. We all need to get out in the streets.
If everybody would go on to Indivisible, and get out there and do it, we've got no choice.
Yeah, I'm with you, Christine. Thank you. You said it so well, and I appreciate your first call ever. I hope you call again in the future. Thank you, Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's up?
I got just a few things to talk about. One of them is, I do some browsing on Facebook, and I'm on some, liberal pages. Mm-hmm. And on one of them, there was a lady on there from, an organization that studies democracies all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And her prediction was that by the end of the summer, our country is going to lose its democracy. So we can't wait until midterms to do anything.
I agree.
And that's why we need to talk to our reps. And
I'm not sure that we've lost our democracy by the end of the summer, but I agree that we can't wait until the midterms.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, I have some good news. There was something else I saw on a Democratic or liberal site. I saw that there are some ICE agents who are quitting. They're in it, I guess to pay off some bills, but some of them may not have the heart to do it anymore. And it's just something that I've been praying about, that these ICE agents would start to get a conscience.
Yeah. The problem, the sad, the unfortunate reality, and I learned this kind of firsthand in my face when I went through and graduated from the Georgia Police Academy back in the 80s. I was writing a series of novels about a private detective. One of them was published. It's called Death in the Pines. And, just got to know these guys, they were all going to become state police officers, or most of them. Actually, there were some small town cops there, too. And, about a third of them were really good, decent people who wanted to help their communities. About a third of them were people who were just looking for a safe job that had a good retirement. And about a third of them were complete asses. I mean, just total bullies who were looking forward to going out and beating people up and power tripping people. And it's that latter third that I suspect are filling the ranks of ICE right now. And that's very troubling. And so in a way, people resigning is not necessarily a good thing because, it's sort of like the draft, you want some dissidents in, you want some people who are going to say, hey, wait a minute, are we really doing this in there? So, I get it. Sue, thanks for the call. Nice hearing from you. Good points all. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side. The Supreme Court has gone too far and screwed us again with the shadow docket. What's up with this? And what always happens when you have a Republican president? You get a recession. Hang on tight.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-55.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here, does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Aren't
they? Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Inflation rose last month to its highest level since February. Food and gas led the way, along with furniture, clothing, and large appliances. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
There was some relief in this report in energy prices. Energy prices were down 3.5% annually in May, and they continued to show progress in June.
In Texas, where recovery efforts were stalled by even more flooding, Jason Allen reports they're still looking for nearly 100 missing.
Bringing in sonar teams as well to help with this, and even talking about draining some of these lakes so that they can get a better idea of what might still be in the water.
Severance leads the nominations for Emmys and the studio. Seth Rogen's Hollywood satire for comedy.
You know, I love movies, but now I have this fear that my job is to ruin them.
Among the other nominees, Hacks, the Bear, and the White Lotus. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
WAUK News.